Nice to meet you.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Hello and welcome to lesson number 83 of English USA. Bonjour et bienvenue à la leçon numéro 83 d'English USA. Aujourd'hui, Martin se trouve au bureau et il parle avec ses collègues. Martin is at the office and he's talking with his colleagues. Il compare les villes qu'ils ont eu l'occasion de visiter, aux États-Unis bien sûr. Miami is more modern. Miami est plus moderne. It also has a beach. Elle a aussi une plage. What city do you like? Quelle ville aimez-vous? I love New York. J'adore New York. Au cours de cette leçon, vous allez apprendre à faire la comparaison des endroits et des objets. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Comparer les objets et les endroits. Let's compare objects and places. Martin parle avec ses collègues des villes américaines qu'il a visitées. Êtes-vous prêt à faire le tour des États-Unis? Are you ready to visit the US of A? New York is more interesting. New York est plus intéressante. More, plus. Washington is smaller. Washington est plus petit. Which city do you like better? Quelle ville préférez-vous? Better. Plus, mieux. Chicago is colder than Washington. Il fait plus froid à Chicago qu'à Washington. San Francisco is by the water. San Francisco est au bord de l'eau. Baltimore is also by the water. Baltimore est aussi au bord de l'eau. Which city do you prefer? Voyons comment Martin et ses collègues comparent les endroits qu'ils ont visités.
Good morning, everybody. Am I the last one?
Yes. Where have you been?
I was taking the children to school, of course.
Is your wife on another trip?
Yes, she's singing in Miami this week.
Would you like some coffee?
I don't think so. I'll have some cookies, though.
This is nice. We haven't done this for a long time.
Right. It's Martin's fault. He's always traveling somewhere.
Where are you going next, Martin?
I'm not sure. I'm not traveling anywhere this month.
I'm going to meet my wife in Miami. Has anyone been to Miami?
I have.
Of course. He's been everywhere.
How does it compare with St. Petersburg, Florida?
It's different, of course. I like St. Petersburg more.
Why?
St. Petersburg has more historical sites. Miami is more modern.
Miami is better for young people. It has the beaches and the nightlife.
Well, Lee is young.
That's what I mean. St. Petersburg is better for old men like Martin.
Let's change the subject.
What city do you like, Kara?
New York City is the best.
Why?
It's exciting. It's bigger. The buildings are taller. The people are livelier.
I lived there for several years. I like Washington better than New York.
Why do you like Washington better?
It's slower. It's smaller.
That's what I said. New York is more interesting.
Martin, you've traveled a lot. What cities do you like?
I like San Francisco. It's the most beautiful large city in California. I like cities on the water, of course. That's why I live in Baltimore.
Do you like San Francisco better than Baltimore?
It's different. Besides, my work is here.
The weather is better in San Francisco.
The buildings are taller. It looks more like a real city.
It depends on what you like. I like Chicago.
It's too cold.
It's colder than Washington, that's true. Chicago's much bigger than Washington. It has more activities. There are more people.
But it doesn't have all the beautiful buildings that Washington has.
The government buildings make Washington the most beautiful city in the United States.
I like more modern buildings. I like Houston and Dallas, Texas.
Now, wait a minute.
Lorsqu'on compare les objets et les endroits, on utilise des expressions comparatives. On peut dire qu'un immeuble est moderne, modern. On peut le comparer avec un autre immeuble et dire that one is more modern. C'est plus moderne. On peut même le comparer avec tous les immeubles qui se trouvent dans cette ville et dire that building is the most modern building in the whole city. C'est l'immeuble le plus moderne de toute la ville. Écoutez ces phrases qui pourront vous servir comme exemple.
Miami is more modern.
St. Petersburg is better for old men like Martin.
New York City is the best. The buildings are taller. The people are livelier.
Pourriez-vous répondre aux questions de Martin Lerner? Répétez les expressions comparatives qu'il utilise. Je vais vous aider un tout petit peu. Il demande, Does New York have taller buildings than Washington? Est-ce qu'il y a des bâtiments, des buildings plus élevés à New York qu'à Washington? Je peux vous répondre que oui. À Washington, les bâtiments ne sont pas très grands. Alors en anglais, vous répondrez, Yes, New York does have taller buildings than Washington. Essayez de répondre aux autres questions de Martin Lerner.
Does New York have taller buildings than Washington? Which city is more modern, Miami or St. Petersburg? Is the weather better in San Francisco or in Baltimore?
Martin, may I have some more coffee? You make the best coffee in the office.
Thank you, but I didn't make it.
Au cours de cette leçon, vous allez apprendre à comparer des endroits et des objets. Boston is like European cities. Boston ressemble à des villes européennes. The food is wonderful in Chicago. La cuisine est merveilleuse à Chicago. Il paraît que les collègues de Martin ont beaucoup voyagé, mais ont-ils été aux Caraïbes? Écoutez bien ça. The food is hot and spicy in the Caribbean and in Africa. La nourriture, la cuisine, est bien épicée en Afrique et aux Caraïbes. Écoutez le reste.
Are there any more cookies?
Yes, there are. Didn't you have any breakfast, Waleed?
No, I don't eat breakfast at home.
Why not?
Breakfast is better in a restaurant, but I didn't have time to eat this morning.
Howard, do you think food is better at home or in a restaurant?
At home.
Martin, is this your briefcase?
No, that's Howard's. That's newer than mine. My briefcase is very old.
It's newer than mine.
I think I have the oldest briefcase in the office. It was my father's.
Are we arguing about briefcases? Let's argue about cities again. I like the cities in the east.
Why?
They're older. I don't like the newer cities in the west.
And that's it for lesson number 83 of English USA. Et voici, nous arrivons à la fin de la leçon numéro 83 de notre English USA. Nous avons fait un voyage autour des États-Unis. Aimeriez-vous faire ce même voyage? Would you like to travel within the United States? Allez-vous visiter les musées et les monuments historiques et les comparer ensuite avec ceux de votre propre ville ou de votre pays? Il est bon de voyager, de se promener dans les rues et même de regarder les gens qui passent. Comment comparez-vous votre ville à Washington, par exemple? Can you compare your hometown to Washington? Vous savez, Washington est une petite ville, surtout en comparaison avec New York. Washington is small compared to New York. En tout cas, j'espère que vous viendrez nous rendre visite un jour. I hope you can visit us someday. In the meantime, en attendant, have a great practice and goodbye.